Our lives are in his hands, amen? With Jesus, we can make it. Hallelujah. I wanted to read a couple of praise reports to you this evening that have come in. Here's RF from New York, New York. Thanks for your prayers, TSC. Our God is a miracle worker. Prayed for a job 2 weeks ago and got one, and also expecting additional offers before the end of the week. Hallelujah. Here's Zeta from Brooklyn, New York. I went to the prayer meeting, and during the prayer for addiction, I prayed hard for God's strength, and today I am 22 days cigarette free. Praise God. Here's someone from the Bronx, New York. Glory to God. Cousin Tim, out of a coma, responsive on his way to rehab. His mercy endures forever. Thanks be to God and to TSC Prayer Warriors. Hallelujah. Here's Rhea from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I started speaking in tongues while praying last Sunday with TSC. I wasn't even expecting it. Amen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here's someone from Brooklyn, New York. I said last week I was in a hopeless situation with my family, job, and social life. God lifted the depression, and I have hope, no more anxiety about the holidays. Well, praise God. We rejoice with you tonight. Someone from New York, New York. My mom has been clean for 2 years now and has finished her rehab program, and she just moved into her own place. Thank you, God. She's also working now. Praise God. Here's James. My friend was being forced out of her apartment, submitted a prayer request, and now she and her daughter have a beautiful new home for free. She's so relieved. Folks, it just goes on and on and on and on. Folks, with Jesus, I can make it. With Jesus, I can stand. No matter what comes your way and mine, our lives are in his hands. Amen? Today, as I was thinking about this prayer meeting, I was just thinking about the importance of placing our confidence in God. And I thought of a couple of scriptures, and I just wanted to share a couple of them with you. Psalm 62, verse 7 and 8 says, "My salvation and honor come from God alone." In other words, my salvation and my victory. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Selah. Hallelujah. Do you know the Lord is the source of our victory? He is the source of our salvation. But the psalmist wasn't just ending it there. He was saying that the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. I can trust him at all times. Somebody say all. At all times, I must pour out my heart to him in prayer. When I do, I am giving him whatever is stressing me out. And as a result, I will find a sweet release. I will find a sweet release. Hallelujah. This simple exercise of faith will change my entire outlook on life. When he is my focus, when I begin to focus my eyes on him, when I begin to look to him, when I take refuge in him, the psalmist was saying, it doesn't matter what is going on, when my focus becomes him, when I run into his presence, when I take refuge in him, suddenly there is a sweet release. suddenly things begin to change. My focus begins to change. Hallelujah. Suddenly, when I begin to exercise my faith and I come to him and I look to him, the Bible says those that look to him will never be put to shame. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous look into him, look to him, and are safe, folks. Hallelujah. My entire outlook, my entire perspective can begin to change suddenly when I begin to look to the Lord. In Psalm 142, verse 5, he says, I cried to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. He is the source of my life, my joy, my satisfaction. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him sincerely and in truth. Do you know when you begin to call on the Lord, suddenly he makes his presence known. Suddenly he begins to invade the atmosphere. Where you are, you could be on the subway, you could be at home in the secret closet of prayer. Folks, you could be on the bus, you could be in your car, it doesn't matter where you are. The Lord says those that draw near to him, he draws near to them. So the Lord is right there. He is right here with you right now. He is with you, folks. He draws near to you. He is with you. He is near to all those who call upon him. That is amazing, folks. He is a very present help in your need, in my time of need. He draws near to us. He comes close to us. I love that. I think of the disciples on the road, to Emmaus, and as they're walking, and suddenly they're talking about what had happened, and they're just disappointed. They're just disappointed, and they felt like, man, God, where are you? What happened? We had hoped. How many of you have hoped? You had hoped. But suddenly things, the circumstance changes. The landscape changes, and things didn't work out quite the way you expected it to. And suddenly your hope has been dashed to pieces. But you know, it's at those moments the Lord will just draw near to you. I love it. Do you know you are the apple of his eye? That he adores you? That he actually likes to hang out with you? He likes to hang out with you. Did you ever think about that? He likes to hang out with you. The God of heaven, the God of all creation, the Lord is close to those who call on him. Psalm 93, verse 3 and 4 says, the floods have risen up, O Lord. The floods have roared like thunder. The psalmist would say, like the voice of thunder, the floods have lifted up their pounding waves. He said, God, sometimes it seems like these voices are coming at me from all sides, and they're like pounding waves. You know, those thoughts, the voice of the enemy, the voice of even our own hearts that condemn us, right? That come and come against us, come against our mind. You know, living here in New York City, we realize as ministers that the battle is for your mind. The battle is for your mind. There is a constant barrage, a constant assault on your mind for the enemy to try and get you to a place where you either doubt God or you doubt who you are in Christ and what the Lord has done in your life and the plans that he has for you. There's a constant bombardment from the enemy, an assailment, an assignment against your mind. The psalmist, he says, the floods have risen up, O Lord. The floods have roared like thunder. The floods have lifted up their pounding waves. And so he begins to cry out to the Lord. He begins to talk to God about what he's feeling. And folks, that's what you and I have to do continually. We have to talk to him about what we're feeling, but it doesn't end there. Because when you read that's verse 3, but when you read verse 4, the psalmist goes, this is what he says. He says, but mightier than the violent raging seas, mightier than the breakers on the shore. The Lord above is mightier than these. So he doesn't only declare his problem before the Lord, he declares a solution. He says, God, you are the solution. You are the answer. You are mighty above all these voices. In other words, he begins to focus, as I was sharing earlier, he begins to focus on who God is. Folks, if you focus on the problem and only the problem, you will be overwhelmed. And I will be overwhelmed. But when we focus on Jesus, notice he says the Lord is, he sits above. He is mightier than these. He's mighty. God is on the throne. That's what he was saying. He's saying, Lord, you are on the throne. You are on the throne, folks. Sometimes we come into God's presence and all we do is whine. We whine. We whine and we whine and we talk about, Jesus. Oh, God. Why is this happening? Why am I going through this? Folks, we all do it. But then suddenly, when you and I begin to remind ourselves of who we're talking to, and he comes into full view, all of a sudden, those problems don't seem as big. We must tell Jesus what's going on, but then we must remind ourselves of who he is. Hallelujah. We've got to remind ourselves of who we're talking to and who we're praying to, and that's what worship is all about. Ever notice when you come into the house of God and you feel burdened and you feel heavy, and then all of a sudden you start singing the songs of Zion? You start singing worship songs like we were singing tonight. You start singing worship songs, and then suddenly, with Jesus, I can make it. With Jesus, I can stand. Right? God is fighting for us. God is on our side. That's why worship is so important, folks. Some of us run into the presence of the Lord and we have a list. We got a list and we just go down our list. We rattle down our list. Lord, I need this. I need this. I need this. I need this. Do this. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Da, 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 da. And then we run out. And we don't even give the Lord a chance to quicken us, to refresh us, right? Remember Jesus at the feast, last day of the feast? The people were going through all the motions, and he said, anyone who's thirsty, are you tired of going through the motions? Are you tired of dead, dry religion? Are you tired of settling for just punching in and punching out? Just come to me and drink. And out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Matthew 7, 24 and 25 says this, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. In other words, those waves came and beat against those. The voices came and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. When we live our lives according to his word, the storms may come, but our house will stand. Our lives won't fall apart. For the steps of the godly are ordered, established, made firm by the Lord. Let the Lord comfort and lead you and fortify you through his word. You know, it's not enough to just pray, folks. Pray. When you and I pray, we're talking to God and we're pouring out our hearts before him, but we've got to let God speak to us. And how is he going to do that? Those of you online, how is the Lord going to do that? He's going to do that through his word. That's why it's so important for you to get a Bible with a simple translation that you can understand. Something that you can highlight and mark and let God speak to you. His word is his voice to you and I. You and I have to allow God to speak to us. You know, I've had so many Christians tell me, well, God doesn't speak to me. And my first question is, when do you read the word of God? And what does that look like? What's your devotion time look like? Are you giving him the opportunity to speak to you? He's going to do it through his word. Amen. Isaiah 30, verse 18 said, the Lord must wait for you to come. The Lord will wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is faithful, is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help, who wait for his help. Hallelujah. Live or die, I am the Lord's. My life is in his hands. I belong to him. Whenever the believer leaves this earth, they go straight into the arms of Jesus. So folks, we have nothing to be afraid of. Whether I'm on this side of eternity, on that side of eternity, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, folks. Sudden death, sudden glory. Sudden glory. Folks, that's what we live for, is to be with him forever and ever and ever. No more problems, no more sighing, no more dying, no more pain, no more worries. No more rent, no more mortgage. No more taxes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Live or die, I am the Lord's. You know, some of us are holding on to this life so much that we're afraid. We're afraid. And the Lord doesn't want you afraid. He wants you to be able to rest in him. Let us endure while seeing him who is invisible. Whatever you're going through, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For since the world began, the prophet Isaiah said, no ear has heard, nor eye has seen a God like you, who works wonders for those who wait on him. Who can compare to me, the Lord says? Who is my equal? Look up into the heavens. Who created the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Not a single one is missing. Do you know that? The Lord who hung the stars in the heavens knows where each one is. And he's named each one. And not one of them is missing. What does that say to you and I? He knows my name. He knows my every thought, like the song says. Hallelujah. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. O people of God, O Jacob, how can you say that the Lord does not see your troubles? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth, he never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord, those who wait upon the Lord, those who look to the Lord, those who call upon the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.